I think we're, as a country, we're taking this whole losing weight thing too far. Like, I know I got to lose weight. I'm saying as a country, we're taking it too far. Because they got to a situation where I was in Frederick's of Hollywood not too long ago. If you guys have never been, Frederick's of Hollywood, if you've never been to Frederick's of Hollywood, it's kind of like a Victoria's Secret, right? But for sluts. And, God bless you. I love sluts. I don't know, I'm not saying anything bad about sluts. I'm just saying, you know, fucking suck on, right? Do whatever you do. But here's my thing. I get really upset. Here's my thing. I went to this Frederick's of Hollywood, right? And I saw this canister, and it was body icing, right? Now, body icing is meant for foreplay. Literally what it sounds like, it's body icing. It goes on your body, you have foreplay, whatever, blah, blah. It comes in different flavors. Well, part that trips me out is that when you turn the canister around, it has nutritional facts. Nutritional facts for foreplay. I want to picture the couple that's for. What the fuck are you doing? That you're going, oh my God, honey, look, they got, oh my God, body up. We're going to make, oh my God, they got different flavors. They got strawberry. That's your favorite. We're going to make love. Oh, no. Oh. Yeah, this has a lot of sugar in it. Yeah, I just started the Atkins. So, how about we just go home, relax, we go home. I know you wanted to spread it all over my body, but relax, we just go home. We get a couple packets of Equal, we sprinkle them on my tits, and it'll be fine. It'll be fine. It's horrible. I love cupcakes. I do. There's no transition into that. I know you're like, what the fuck, you want from body? Yeah. But I love cupcakes, man. Really, most underrated dessert on the planet is the cupcake. It really is. It gets no attention. Like, above the age of 12, for some reason, we just forget about the cupcake. And then, like, I go to a lot of parties where they go, hey, we got cupcakes. And I get excited in my mind. I'm like, yeah, fucking finally, right? And then they go, oh, but they're only for the children. Why? Why? Only children are allowed to have deliciousness? What the fuck is going on? I can't have deliciousness. I can't have delicious food. That's fucking, I pay my bills. I'm a grown ass man. Why can't I have a cupcake? I want deliciousness in my life. They go, no, they're only for the kids. I go, fuck that, man, right? So then we go to the other parties and it's only adults. And they go, hey, we got cupcakes. And I'm looking around for kids and there's no kids. And I'm excited. I'm like, yes, all right. Fucking, we're adults get to have cupcakes. It's nice. And we walk into the kitchen and I see these little tiny, tiny little cupcakes. You seen that? That's the new fad now. That's the new cool hip thing. It's to have little tiny cupcakes. The smaller, the cuter, the better. Oh my God, it tastes so delicious. Oh my God. And you walk in there and they go, look, we got 50. No, you don't. You got 12. Okay, you just individually wrap them. You cut them up and you individually wrap them. That's not my fault. That is not my fault. I know what a dozen cupcakes looks like. That is not 50. Fuck you, right? And to make matters even worse, I've already done a head count in this room and there's 50 people in this fucking party. So you expect everybody, every grown-ass adult to just to have one tiny little cup? That's not fair. That ain't right. All right. I could walk in there right now and just line up 18 cupcakes in a fucking mirror and just go... fuck is that? You don't do that, man. You can't. 50. And here's the reason why I love cupcakes so much. As a kid, my mom, every year for my birthday, she used to walk in, right? She used to wake me up very early in the morning, right? Wake me up and immediately hand me a cupcake, right? Every year for my birthday. That was her way of making my day special. And I remember every day waking up, every day as a kid, wishing that it was my birthday just so I could get woken up like that, right? So clearly I was a fat kid. I get that. I understand. Some of you are like, not the presents? Not the presents. Right? But here's the thing. I fucking wanted that. Even now as an adult, I wish I could get woken up. Let me tell you how I get woken up, right? My wife wakes up before I do. Which means for anybody who's married or lives with somebody, if your partner wakes up before you do, that means you wake up when they do, all right? That's what happens. My wife wakes up, I wake up. They do it very subtle, right? They slam drawers, like, yeah, bam, bam. How many times, how many fucking drawers you need to open? The bathroom door, slam, slam. The fucking curtain in the bathroom just running up and down, and up and down, right? She's flipping the light switch on and off, on and off. She's like sending Morse code to somebody. I don't know what she's doing. Like click, 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 click. But I'm a professional, so I just sleep through. I'm like, I'm fucking sleeping. I'm not getting up from no this fucking no, right? I have an alarm. That shit will tell me when I gotta get up, right? I'm fucking not doing it. This is how my wife does every two or three times a week. This is what she'll do. And I'm not lying, right? She'll come up to my bed and she'll go, hey, 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 psst, psst, babe, 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 hey, babe, babe, hey, 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 hey. And I'm like, what the fuck? So finally I go, right? That's my thing. I go, which is a nice way of saying, what the fuck do you want? Are you insane? Are you crazy? I don't say that out loud because I'm fucking asleep, not crazy, right? I'm not insane. So I go, all right, what do you, I go, that's what I do. I go, And I swear to you, this is what she says to me every time, man. And it fucking gets me so mad. She looks at me. She goes, hey, your alarm is about to go off in 5 minutes. Do you want to get up now? No. No, I don't want to get up now. If I wanted to get up now, I would have set my alarm 5 minutes earlier. Why the fuck would you ask that? And then, this is the press move. This is the woman's move. This is fucking checkmate, fellas. You know what she does when I go, no, I don't want to get up now. She goes, you know what? I was just trying to help you out. Fuck you. Now she's mad at me for waking me up before my alarm. That is a fucking brilliant move. Brilliant. Brilliant. Touché, my friend. Touché. Because I get up now and I'm all fucking cranky, right? I'm like, right? I'm mumbling shit to myself because I can't say shit out loud. She has her cup of coffee. She's smiling. She's like, wow, somebody woke up on the wrong side of the bed today. You are the wrong side of the bed. But you know what? Even after all that, if she gave me a cupcake, I'd be like, oh, shit, I'm down. I'm all right. I'm up. Fuck it. Let's wake up. That's the best way to wake up. Even as an adult, that's the best way to wake up. Well, it's not the best way to wake up. I know some of you are like, oh, some of the fellas are like, hey, man, well, you know. It's not the best way to wake up, but it's really good. It's like we all know the best way to wake up. We all know, right, fucking. Some of you ladies, I appreciate you trying to play dumb. You're like, I don't know what he's talking. Is it a muffin? Maybe if it's not a cupcake, maybe it's a muffin. Maybe that's the best way to wake up. No, it's not a muffin. It's not a cupcake. It's fucking head, right? We all know head. Clearly the best way to wake up is head, right? And I don't just mean for you fellas. I mean for the ladies too, right? If you have somebody, if you sleep with somebody next to you, male, female, gay, straight, doesn't matter. If they go down on you first thing in the morning, that is the shit. That is a keeper right there, right? If they go down, it could be 3 o'clock in the morning. Somebody goes down on you, it's fucking beautiful. It's a beautiful morning. Woo! Yeah. Oh, my God. The birds are chirping. What time is it? 3 o'clock? The sun's going to rise in like 4 hours. Oh, what a beautiful morning. That is clearly the best. If you're not gonna do that, as I'm seeing some of you are still folding your arms and you're like, oh, no, no. If you're not gonna do that, give them a cupcake, is what I'm trying to tell you. Let's be real, it's not even close, right? Not even close, but it's the next best. It's like the second best way to wake up, fucking cupcake. That is the way to do it, right? I'm telling you right now, that's the way to, I'll be honest, if you wake somebody up at 5 o'clock in the morning or something like that, and you give them a cupcake, I'll be honest, for the first 5 seconds, they're gonna be a little confused. They're gonna be like, you're not gonna, it's 5 o'clock. I'll take the cupcake. Red Velvet, I love Red Velvet. You guys been great, man. Thank you guys. God bless.